Okay, so I guess we'll begin. We're in the middle of the Meirie, who was analyzing the position of the Chachamim, Chachamim and Machoz, between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, with regard to with the issue of whether the aid can offer an argument. Can they participate in the Masu Matan? And the Chachamim maintained that they can't participate one way or the other. But the real issue seems to be L'schus, ironically. Even though in general, like the Talmidim, are limited. The Talmidim can only be Melamed Schus, they can't be Melamed Chov. So in general, we are trying to increase the possibilities of Schus. Talmidim are being limited from being Melamed Chov to make it easier to acquit. Ironically, with regard to the Eidim, there's a problem. Even though Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds that they can argue, L'schus, but the Chacham hold that he can't argue L'schus, because of what seems to be, at least on the surface, it seems to be a little bit of a strange kind of a reason, but it's Mechzeh, can Ogeya Bey do so? It looks like it has... there's a conflict, so it conflicts with the Eidus. How does it conflict with the Eidus? It creates an appearance. That is to say that the fear is that after testifying that the other person has committed a crime, he's chayav misa for that crime, so now the Eidim have put themselves in a dangerous situation. They stand to lose their own lives if the person is convicted. So the chashash is that maybe they're nervous. They're afraid that he'll be convicted. And if Edom Zomim should then come, Edom Zomim come after there's a Gemar Din, L'chov sees the Gemar Din, which would be the Mechayev of their death penalty, because Edom Zomim do not get the penalty unless there was a Gemar Din to that effect. So therefore, they're in a bind. They can't retract their testimony because Kivan Shehigid Shemani Chozer Magid. So we're concerned that perhaps they're going to try and remove the effects of their testimony through being Melamed Schus, because that's the only thing they could do now. In order to prevent the Gemar Din, the only thing they could do is to be to argue, to convince people in accordance with the psak, that the psak is really that they're innocent. Okay, so then that's a machlokas. So the question now becomes, what about with regard to dinei mamonos? Can the Edom argue in dinei mamonos? So we had the position yesterday of the Meiri, and he attributes this position also to the Rif, which is to say that it's essentially the same idea. That the chashash of Nagiyah B'davar. That once you say that there's a chashash of Nagiyah B'davar, that the outcome of this trial is relevant to them, so then he says, Ach B'dinei Mamonos. And the same would apply to Dinei Mamonos. Okay? So that was the position of the Meiri. Now, when we call Makom, he cites the Rambam. You don't have a chavrim. What's the... Oh, did we touch? The Meiri cites the Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchos Eidus, Perek Hei, Halacha Ches. The Rambam says, Kol Eid Sheheyed B'dini Nefashos, any witness who testified in B'dini Nefashos, Eino Mora B'din Zehanerag. He can't be involved in the whole raw. Can't give psak. Mora is from a Loshna Hora. Concerning the din of this defendant. Velo Yelameid Olav Loschus Velochava. See, it's a but. Apparently, according to the Rambam, it's the same reason. He can't be Melameid Schus, and he can't be Melameid Chava. He's disqualified. V'im Amar Yeshli Lilmod Olav Schus, and if he should say that he has an argument in his favor, Meshaskin also, we silence him. Shenemar, as it says, the Eid Echod Lo Yane B'Nefesh Lamus, that the Eid Echod should not speak out. Here it's referring to not Eidus, it's referring to opinion, to give it a Horah. Bein L'Schus, Bein L'Chobah, for both. It's interesting, the Rambam learns it from the Pasuk. It's one idea. Umahu Zeh Shenemar Lomus. And what is the meaning of the term lomus? Kolomar eid shehoyed b'nefesh lomus lo yane davar eliyod v'yishta. It's very interesting how the Rambam saw fit. Generally speaking, the Rambam doesn't do this. The Rambam just gives you the halacha. He generally speaking does not really go into the reasons, and certainly doesn't bring down the psukim. What do you notice about the Rambam? Did you know? The Eidech of Loyana ben Hefesh. There seems to be a bit of a discrepancy in how you learn the Pasuk according to the Chachamim. Because the Chachamim maintain that the Eid can't argue at all, one way or the other. As opposed to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi seems to have a good argument because the Pasuk, the Eidech of Loyana, which is referring to giving arguments, it says lamos. So Rabbi Yossi learns that way, that it's only for lamos, right? But for schus he can argue. So the chacham come along and say he can't argue either way. So then the question for them is, what is the meaning of lamos? That's what the Gemara asks. So, one second. I'm sorry. Yeah, so then the Gemara asked the question, Rabbanan, hi Lamos, my Darshi Bay. So what's the meaning of Lamos? Mukmilei, b'yechid min ha-talmidim. Oh, so then they say that the Lamos is a reference to the Talmidim, and therefore the Eid is Loyana. The Eid can't argue at all, one way or the other. The term Lamos, according to this, does not applies to the Eid, it applies to the Talmud, because that's the way they learn. They're talking about Eid and it's talking about Echad, and Echad is a reference to the Talmud. Am I correct? I'm just setting it up to see whether the Rambam is in agreement with this. Now, also on page 72, he explains how the Chachamim learned the Drasha, that they darshan in the Pasuk, the Eid, the Echad, lo yana, the Nefesh Lomus, Haketad, Lomus, Aed, lo kosad. The term lomos is not said in reference to aid. The afil l'schus, nami, ein shaman lom. That even for schus we don't listen to him. Mishum negiyas eidus. The halakha l'ukma ella a'echad. Ishtaka chashtid loyana koya tarvayu. That loyana, the way the pasuk is structured, loyana applies to both. The aid and the echad, and mashma bein l'schus bein l'chovah v'yasalom u'slashmin and the echad on l'schus. Okay, so yeah, that's the way the Yerimah learns it. Okay, avo b'dinei mamonis, but in dinei mamonis yeshlo l'umol dalav schus ochovah, but in dinei mamonis he can be melame schus orchovah. So here the Rambam explains his position that dinei mamonis he can argue. This prohibition of offering an opinion applies only to dinei nefashos, but in dinei mamonis he can argue any way he wants, free participation. But lo yimna ema dayanam, he cannot be counted with the dayanam. Lo yasa dayan, he can't become a dayan. She ain't agnas a dayan afilu b'din amamonis. Very interesting. He brings in a different issue. We haven't really taken up that issue in the Gemara yet, but nevertheless, it's important that the ain't agnas a dayan, that an aid is possible. from becoming a dayan. It's interesting how the Rambam interprets it. So, because you might think if he can't become a dayan, so then he should just be quiet. He shouldn't participate because the masa matan is conducted by the dayanim. But the Rambam has an interesting position over here, and that is that according to the Rambam, the eid masa dayan is only if your vote is counted, if your opinion is counted. But if it's not counted and it's just offering the opinion, then that's permitted. So now you have the alternative position. And that is to say that it's clear that the Rambam paskens according to the Chachamim. And the question is, what is the position of the Chachamim with regard to Dine Momonos? And here we already see a machlokus. Machlokus between the Meiri and the Meiri's understanding of the Rif. The Meiri maintains that the Rif is saying the same thing, who maintain that it's the same idea. That once we've established the concept of Mechse Kenogeya Bey Duso, that there's appeared to be a conflict of interest over here. It appears to be in conflict with testimony. So this disqualifies him. This is what disqualifies him in the case of Dine Nefashos. So he's saying it's the same thing by Dine Mamonos. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam is very, very clear that this prohibition, disqualification from offering opinions, is only in Dine Nefashos. Dine Nefashos, that's it. And he doesn't really, he doesn't care about that factor, about that maybe he's Nesar. Well, he doesn't mention that, right? He doesn't mention that's the fact of Nischari, but that's the reason that we're working with, right? Okay? A little funny. Okay, one second. Okay. But he says, when it comes to the Mamonos, he can argue any way he wants. The only thing is that he can't, in any case, he cannot be counted, because then you have a problem of Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. Okay? You getting it? You got the problem? We're going to go back to the Meiri just to finish the text. Then he quotes, Mikol Malkim Gedolei HaMachabrim Kasusha B'dinei Mominus Ha'ed Malamei Tzchus Vachova. That's right, we saw that in the Rambam, that the Rambam maintains that in Dinei Mominus he could be Malamei Tzchus Vachova Elosh Einu Nimnem HaDayanim, but he can't be counted with the Dayanim U'mitam Ein Eid Nasa Dayan, because of the reason that Ein Eid Nasa Dayan Vani Tama. And I'm confused, I wonder. Sharei Bigmara Amru Behedya Yishum to Michsei Kinogeya Be'egus. See, he's raising the same issue, that it doesn't appear clearly from the Rambam that he's working with this reason, even though that's the reason of the Gemara. The reason given is because it appears to be Nogeya, that it's conflicting with the Egus. V'tam Zeh Af B'dinei Mominusu. And this reason applies even B'dinei Mominus. Venera li l'daitam, and it appears to me to explain their view. Shenegias edus haneskeres b'sugya zu, that the idea of touching upon the edus, which is mentioned in the sugya pirusho machmas emas moves mos mitzarak rovim, because of fear of dying at the, by the Krovin. I guess because they'll put together Eide Hazama. Whatever. But it's the fear of death. The reason why it says Mechse, it appears, but it doesn't say that it's actually Nogeah. Because now he's not being made. Elishem alami tainos l'schus derech masu maton. Okay. The last point of Yerushalma the mechse kinogeya. It's a separate point. He's just explaining. He's just explaining that language. Why did it say mechse? It appears, rather than it's actually nogeya. That's because he's not involved in edus right now. Okay. This is the question. This is the question. He wants to say that the Rambam is not this problem of Mechsek Kinogei B'edus is only in the case where there's a fear of death. That's what he wants to say. That's what he wants to learn. His own position is that it doesn't make any difference. What's the difference whether it's din in the flesh or the din in ravenous? Once you establish that fact, that the witness has a stake, so to speak, in the outcome. And if he has a stake in the outcome, he's not objective. He's biased. So then he can't be involved in masu matan. So if that's the case, so the guy is expressing it in dinei nefashos. Obviously, there's the greatest fear and danger because he could be killed. But the Miri is saying, so what's the difference? It applies to dinei ravenous because the same idea that he stands to lose, that he might have a change of heart because he stands to lose, he could be hurt. He can be hurt by a guilty verdict, and therefore he would have an interest in arguing the schus. He's saying that applies over there as well. And but the others who say differently, so apparently they're learning that this issue is a problem only when there's a fear of death. If there's no fear of death, then we don't have this problem. That's what he's saying in a simple way. Yeah. Now we're doing the Chiddush Iran. Hakol ve'afilu edim leivim astisin Rabbi Yosihi Pirush. Okay. The Ein Lomar, the Kiman the Rabbanon Sfirulei, the Ein Malamdin Alav Schus, B'din Nefashos, Aval B'dinei Mominus, Ein Malamdin Lo Schus V'lo Chova. And we don't say that since the Rabbanon hold that you can't, that you can't be Malamed Schus, that the aid can't be Malamed Schus in B'din Nefashos. But in B'dinei Mominus, they can't be Malamed Tzchus and Chov. He doesn't say that. The Ha'ikr Tamayu, because the basic reason, the Ein Malamdin Tzchus, the basic reason why they can't argue in favor, who Mishum Demechzei Kenogeya B'Eidus, because it appears to conflict with their Eidus. The Hu Sfar B'Lchud, because that's a Sfar. The Mikra Lo Asig, Kefum Pashte, because the pasuk is not saying this in accordance with the plain meaning. Ela shelo yana l'chova, but rather that they shouldn't argue l'chov. This is lamos, as it says lamos. Umafarshi lo l'kra, the lamos lo koi a'ed elo a'echod, and we explain the pasuk to be saying that lomos does not apply to the aid, except, but rather to the echad. Echad, of course, is the Talmud. Hilkach, therefore, afal gav the shemina lehu the rabbanon. The be'ed in nefashos l'schus heinogin be'edus. Therefore, even though it's clear according to the chachamim that in capital cases aid in nefashos, with regard to schus, they're no geya, the edus. They're conflicting with their edus. The chayshinon, shema he'idu sheker, because we're concerned. Perhaps they testified falsely. We wrote them lahapech b'schuso, and now they want to find some type of a schus for him. K'dei shlo yigmar ha'den, al pihem. In order that the Gemar Din should not be in accordance with their testimony, that is l'chov, v'yamuzmu yupaturid, and therefore, if they will be found impeached by Hazama, they'll be puter. Lo chayshinon hachashasha v'dinei mamonis. We're not choshesh this way in dinei mamonis. She'ein nogin kol kach b'edus, because they're not nogea so much in the Eidus, Mishum Chashash Hazama, because of the Chashash Hazama. Why aren't they Nogin Kol Kach? What does it mean by that? So much. kolkach. They're not that involved. They're not affected.
The
consequences
aren't severe. Yeah. I'm sorry? The consequences aren't severe. Like in Dine Mamonis, then they're.
In other words, like this. He's saying that in Dine Mamonis, they can argue. They can be Mora. They can give arguments. Because it's not considered to be no Gea Beidusan. They don't consider that to be a case of no Gea Beidusan. So therefore, they can give arguments. And if they can give arguments, they can give L'Sfus Olachov. Because we don't make any differentiation between Sfus and Chav and Dine Mamonis, as we established before. Avoldas HaRamban Zal, but the view of the Ramban is the Chihechi, the Chayshinon, L'Dine Nefashos, Mishum Negias. Just as we are concerned in Dine Nefashos because of Negias, because of their involvement, it pertains to them. Hachanami Chayshinon L'Dine Mamonis. Here too, we are concerned by Dine Mamonis. The Ein Onin Ha'edim Klal. Lob Mamonis for Lob Nefashos. And this is like who? This is like the Meiri. And the Edom cannot participate at all in Mamonis or in Nefashos. Kamosha Nichtov, come on, Gavi Eid Nasa Dayan, as we will write later on when we talk about the issue of an Eid becoming a Dayan. Ulafi Shita Zu Harishona, Etzrichanan Ulomar, and according to the first view, we have to say, Sha'eid Ha'ona B'dini Nefashos, Alibu de Rabbi Yossi, that the aid who testifies, according to Rabbi Yossi, he could testify in Dini Nefashos, as we've learned, right? Rabbi Yossi maintains that he could testify with Sfus in Dini Nefashos. The Alibu de Rabbanon B'dini Mamonos, and according to that view, which holds that even according to the Rabbanon, the aid can testify in Dini Mamonos, Ein Nasa Dayan, but they all will agree that he doesn't become a Dayan. The Alkaim alone, the Ein Eid, Nasa Dayan. We could deny them on the Kaim Mikra. The Vayi Biyam on Chilos Panim. Okay, fine. That's a separate issue. We're not going to really focus that much on the Nasa Dayan part. We'll just take that as a fact. It's not a matter of dispute over here. The Rambam, everybody, even those who maintain, what he's saying is basically that all those who maintain that there is situations in which the Eid can actually prefer arguments. And that is, Rabbi Yossi would hold that way, L'schus and Dini Nefashos, and certainly Dini Mamonis. And according to those who shown him, who hold that even the Chachamim will maintain in Dini Mamonis, that the aid can prefer arguments. All of those people will agree, the most they're willing to say is that he could present his view, but he cannot be counted. Can't be counted. Because that's already an issue of aid, not design. Right. That issue, fine. That's not a matter of concern for us at this moment. We'll take up that issue later on when we get to the issue of aid, not design. We're concerned. Okay? So basically, these are the issues. First of all, going back to the Gemara, there's a machlokas tanayim, a basic machlokas, between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim. A major machlokas which expresses itself with regard to Dinei in the Nefashos. That is to say that the Rabbi Yossi maintains that there is nothing to disqualify the aid from being Malamik Chos. He can't be Malamik Chav. But, and the reason why he can't be Malamik Chav would seem to be the same reason as the Talmidim. That is to say that you need a special heter to be Malamik Chav. That's something which apparently is reserved only to the Dayana. But other people who are given the right of participation in the proceedings, it seems they're only given the right of participation for the sake of being Malamed Schus, to find the merit. But we don't want to increase the possibilities of finding Chav. And of course, the Chachamim maintain that he cannot. In Dine Nefashos, the aid cannot be Malamed Schus. And the reason is because, as the Gemara says, because Mechse, it appears to be no Geir V'Eidus. That it's a conflict. No Geir V'Dava. There's a conflict with the Eidus. And the reason that's given is because we're afraid, there's a concern, that he might have changed, might be having a change of heart, does not want the Gemar Din to come out L'Chov, can't retract the Eidus, and is basically simply looking after any kind of argument for innocence, but that's only because of his own personal desire to save himself. That's the view of the Chachamim. So therefore, they're disqualified in Dinei Nefashos. That's the first issue. The second issue is one which is regards purely the position of the Chachamim. Purely the position of the Chachamim, who eliminated the aid from arguing in Dinei Nefashos. Now the question is, does this carry over to Dinei Mamonos? And here we have the position of the Meiri and the Ramban, also the Rif, the way the Meiri learns them, as opposed to the Rambam. The Rambam maintains that it's only with regard to Dinei Nefashos that the aid is prohibited from rendering arguments. But in Dinei Mamonos, he can argue. Bein l'schos, bein l'cho. The only thing is that he can't be counted, because that's an issue of Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. The Meiri says that it's the same idea. That once you establish that there's a possibility of Nogea Be'edus, that there's a conflict here with his testimony, so that applies by Dinei Mamonos as well. The same story can be applied. Now, even though the consequences may not be as harsh, obviously, you can't say he's afraid for his life, but as long as he stands to lose by a guilty verdict, so then the same possibility that he's had a change of heart and he wants to remove his testimony, then the only way he could do so is by arguing, by preferring arguments that would find the person innocent, thereby relieving him of consequences. That's the focus. Okay, did everybody set that up?